All right, we're about to talk about Liv the Web Girl and her man, Jewel Daddy. If you don't know, he likes to vape, so we got a little song for him.
Vape for me, Daddy.
What you looking at?
Let me see your jewel.
Let you see my what?
Yeah, your jewel. Yeah, your jewel.
Rob the vape store. Tell them, get me a jewel.
All right, that doesn't sound healthy. Liv the Web Girl, you and Jewel Daddy had something happen. Now, is this the first time that it happened?
Yeah, the first time it's ever happened.
And you think this is like a really big deal? Is that right?
Yeah, I thought it was really, really cute.
All right, what's really, really, really cute and a big deal in your guys' relationship?
So for the very first time, we got mail that was addressed to both of us.
Aww.
Which I thought was so cute. That's never happened before. And I think that's like a big deal.
It's very cute, and it is a big deal.
Wait a minute, that's not a big deal.
Yeah, I actually remember having this conversation when I during my last relationship on the air, and Joe said the same thing, like he made fun of me. It is absolutely a big deal when you first get mail addressed to both of you, because that's when people acknowledge you as like, you're here to stay, like you are a part of the family, and that means a lot to be thought of like you are a partner to that person. Like, you guys are a package deal. And when other people in their life start to acknowledge that, I think that it's normal for that to feel really good.
833 Joe Alex, does anybody actually think that this is a big deal? This is a milestone. 833-563-2539. Now, what was this big thing, Liv? Not to poo-poo you and Jewel Daddy's special moment, but what was it for? What were you invited to?
Bill collectors.
We were invited to his friend's wedding.
Ooh.
And like, I have met this girl once, and I'm going to meet her again this weekend. We're going to be staying at her place and her fiance's place in Chicago this weekend. But so it's like, I really don't know her that well at all. But it's like, she still recognizes us so much as like a couple. And like, I'm assuming like, if she didn't like me, then she would include me on the invitation. But because she likes me so much, she's even included me on the invitation.
I think she just was too cheap to actually find out like where you live and actually send another envelope
so
out.
So what the standard is, she would not invite me separately. What the standard is would to be like Mr. Colton Castle plus guest. So he would just get a guest, like a plus one,
right,
like a date. They would never send me an invitation because I'm just someone's plus one.
It's more legit to have your name on there.
Thank you.
So does this make your relationship even better than before? Like, I just don't get how you, Liv, or you, Alex, say that this is a big deal.
It is. And I'll say, too, that Colton, my boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, he saved the envelope. Like, he was opening up his mail and doing his bills, and he saved it until I got to his house later that evening to be like, oh, look, like, I figured you'd want to see this.
See, that makes it even more special when a guy is the one who thinks to save a movie ticket stub or a concert ticket or a receipt from a restaurant or whatever. Like, those types of things are so cute. I've loved when I've dated a guy and all of a sudden I see him going through his wallet and I see, like, a receipt or a ticket stub in there from something I know that we did together. That's real cute.
This is the cheesiest thing, and I'm not trying to make fun of you, but this sounds so cheesy. Does anybody actually think that? I mean, I'm glad you guys are happy. It sounds like I'm not, but that's really sweet. But it's just a freaking letter with your name on it.
This is the type of stuff girls really like and appreciate. If you would do something as stupid, in your opinion, as keeping a receipt or ticket stub, I bet your wife would be a happy camper.
Well, she's a hoarder. Of course she would.
And here's the thing, too. It's my boyfriend is not a words of affection kind of guy. He's not a big words guy. Okay. He doesn't
speak well.
A lot of emotion. Yeah. So when he does that, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so cute.
Liv,
that's like literally the only way I know.
Liv, card with name for you. I give you card with name.
See, and Porkchop really does get mail addressed to him and his boyfriend, but it really is a bill collector.
Yeah.
I joke, but that's really the sad story of someone on the show.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's like, oh, we've been getting that for a long time. I mean, at least 5 years back, that's been happening in our relationship.